Dev, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Glad to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you. So we're at the 2024 Rule Symposium, and what's the kind of vibe you're getting and the energy you're getting so far from this?
Really good. You know, for me, it's a homecoming. My first project, Strathmore Minerals, my first investor was a guy named Rick Rule.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. And Rick, there was only Cameco at the time, and Lucas Lundin was slowly setting up IUC, which became Denison. So really, coming back here is awesome because I get to see old faces, see Rick, because I'm not sure how well we would have done living in a small town in Kelowna. Nobody knows you, you're a small town, and Rick loved uranium. And thankfully, that little company from 1.6 million went to half a billion. You know, and so that was a happy time.
Yeah, happy time. Well, let's talk about uranium. Let's talk about the 30,000 foot view and the big story here. Help me work that out for me and the future of all this.
I would say it's a perfect storm for the price of uranium. That's why it's 85 and was 106. For the first time since I've been in this business, the left side of the aisle, we need nuclear power to answer net zero 2050. Over here, the Russians, got to keep them out, but we need our own security of supply. So both sides of the aisle are now saying nuclear power is a crucial part of where we want to go if we're going to meet our net zero goals. And you obviously, you know, people like Bill Gates spending a billion to build a small reactor in old coal town in Wyoming. And then you've got even, you know, it's hard to believe Amazon wants to build its own nuclear plants. This push for AI uses a lot of electricity, crypto, lots of energy, and e-cars. Where is electricity going to come from? And we're pretty tapped out. So we need new sources. The other nice thing about nuclear power, it's baseload power. Unlike renewables, we can't tell the wind to blow or blow harder, but nuclear just turned the dial. It's got a huge baseload power, so it's the only one that doesn't leave a footprint, and we worry about our own waste. Whereas when you finish with these big windmills, where do you put them? And what about the cost of building the solar panels? So from shallow perspective, it looks good, this alternatives, but they're very costly, whereas nuclear power, it's much better. But it's finally great that the left side of the aisle is pushing, hey, we got to get nuclear power, more investment. Every country's doing it, whether it's Japan and China, and you know, mostly uranium in Kazakhstan goes to China. We never see it.
Right. Well, uranium, let's work that out too, is uranium had such a great run here for the past 6 to 9 months.
Right.
Project that forward here. I mean, where are we at, I guess, in that ball game here?
Sure. Well, we went to 106 from, you know, 40, which was a huge run. And then it settled back here. It's also seasonality. Uranium in the summer always is low, right? Come September when the WNA conference in London happens, all the excitement comes back. So it has been a seasonality to it. But honestly, for investors, this is the time to buy. Like, I'm one of those guys that buys trucks in the summer and my convertibles in the winter, you know. Where best places to go to Palm Spring. It's a ghost town there. And the dealers have got all this product. So, but I'm a contrarian. But like Rick always said, you're a contrarian or you're sheep. Pick right. Which one you want to be. And to me, obviously, we're contrarians, and now it's become more the flavor. So all that means is your market cap moves up. That's what it really means.
Right. Well, let's talk specifically about that then.
Sure.
What's the differentiator, and why do you guys have an edge here?
Well, we started off as a company called Strathmore. We spun out the Canadian assets into a company called Fission Energy, we'll call F1. Sold the other to Energy Fuels. F1 made a discovery, the J-Zone, sold that to Lucas. we put in like $5 million and sold for $88 million. Then we took the non-core assets, put them into FCU, which last week announced being taken over for $1.1 billion. I was a founding CEO and chairman, et cetera. Then we took all those non-core assets, became F3, what we are today. Mm-hmm. F3 has the non-core assets of FCU. But those are huge assets.
Yeah.
You know, we've got about 16 projects. So we're actually taking about 3/4 of them, spinning them out into F4, hopefully this fall. And we keep F3. F3 discovered the JR zone, you know, some pretty sweet numbers in there. You know, whether it's 7 meters or 15% or it's high grade uranium. It's a high grade zone. The challenge is we need to find more. I think you need to have about 50 million pounds of where you build a mill. Now, good news is it's not that far, about 12, 13 miles from NextGen and RRR. And so Paladin's come in. So it's funny, I will stand up in an audience and say, it's about the people, but I try not to talk too much about geography, because everybody's, you know, gets upset. Well, look what happened to JR last week. You're building what? Oh, we're taking that, thank you.
Right.
Not just to Govi, he said it to Orano. You're a multi-billion, we don't care, we're taking it, you're gone. The whole project is gone. So we don't have any political risk in Canada, like we have that. In the Athabasca, we have 70 years of mining. So we've got a team that's made 3 discoveries, $35 million in the bank, and we have a massive amount of land to work through. You don't need a lot of land in the Athabasca. So we don't have projects that cover hundreds of acres. We have projects that cover chunks.
Yeah.
You know, a good football stadium can hold 50 to 75 million pounds. You don't need a lot of space. So, you know, if you believe that green energy is a part of where we're going, then you should be in nuclear, and you should be looking at stocks where they've already found some uranium, looking for more. Because that's where the growth is.
Right.
People don't buy you for what you've done. They buy you for what you're going to do.
Yeah, got it. Well, if people want to learn more about you, where do they go and where are you trading?
It's f3uranium.com. You know, again, I can't say enough. It's just an honor to be back here with Rick. You know, I remember my first trip flying down. I can't remember the airline was. I stayed at a Super 8 motel, saw Rick, and ran back, got the first flight back to, you know, whatever. But that was typical. The old days, there wasn't these conferences as much. So it's kind of fun to be here with Rick at Boca Raton versus a Super 8 motel in San Diego.
Well, we're talking to a legend. It's just an honor to have you on here.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you bet. I hope the viewers check you guys out. And again, just go to your website, which is?
F3 Uranium.
F3 Uranium. And I'll put all of this in the show notes. Thanks
Please
so much
do.
Again, Deb.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Take care.